This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. During a trip to the Vatican, U.S. President Donald Trump gave a number of gifts to Pope Francis. One of them was a sculpture titled Rising Above. It's a lotus plant. For anyone who's been to the studio of Jeffrey Smith in Stuart, it likely came as no surprise to find it was one of his works. His gallery in Stuart is filled with sculptures of wildlife and nature.
So, yeah, this is where I'm sculpt. We have, obviously, big, tall ceilings. So I have the doors are eight foot high.
That's because a forklift is sometimes needed to move his sculptures. He works mostly in clay, first creating a styrofoam form, but they can be heavy, and many of his pieces are large. He shows off a tree, soon to be surrounded by flying and nesting birds for someone's home.
There'll be 10 birds flying around this tree. So you won't actually see the tree will be kind of covered up. The pair of osprey on the top. So the piece will be about, I think, 12 or 13 feet tall.
His creative space is filled with sculptures and also paintings and photographs, all with a nature theme. There are also stuffed animal heads, deer and elk. He says it's his inspiration.
I'm a conservationist and a hunter. That's how I started as a...
Are those two not mutually exclusive to some people?
I don't know. All the hunters I know are huge conservationists. They are the ones that make the world great for the animals.
Smith says he grew up in Northern California and also lived in Montana before coming to Florida. He's equally comfortable in all three states. The bronze sailfish sculpture in downtown Stuart is one of his works.
I did that in, I think, 02, and that's 19 feet tall. That's probably, up till now, my most famous piece. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, the icon of Stuart. It's, you know, well known.
The Stuart sailfish may not be the first thing you think about when it comes to art, but Smith says sculptures may be the most public form of artistic expression.
Sculptures, just, you know, most art is paintings. You know, 90% of art or more is paintings. Sculptures are very, you know, niche in the overall part. But that's in the museum or in somebody's house. But go out on the street, and every major intersection in Europe, there's a sculpture. You know, it's beautiful, and it's, you know, everybody can enjoy them.
Except for a short period of time when he got out of college, Smith says he's never made his living any other way.
This has been what I've done, and it's worked out well. I enjoy it. Rodin said in 1917, the wildest definition, something like this, the wildest definition of an artist is a man who takes pleasure in what he does.
And it's that pleasure he hopes to pass on to those who see his work.
Be happy, feel good, and you know, be at peace. I think that, you know, we live in a world where everything's rushed and hurried, and we have technology, and we're disconnected with nature, and, you know, trying to, you know, slow down. You know, the big part of sculpting or any art form is just slowing down and looking at, you know, learning about the animal and watching it in nature. I love that the most.
I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.